بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماسا وتروح بطانا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن معناه تذهب أول النهار خماسا أي ضامرة البطون من الجوع وترجع آخر النهار بطانا أي ممتلئة البطون. We are continuing the chapter on tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having yaqeen in Allah Rabbul Izzat. We explained this hadith yesterday in the explanation of another hadith wherein Umar radiallahu anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if you were to place your trust and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true sense of reliance, then Allah will provide sustenance, rosy to you, just as He provides to a bird. It leaves in the morning with an empty stomach, but returns in the evening with a full stomach. So we explained this in the hadith which we mentioned yesterday, that a group of people will enter Jannah, and their hearts will be like the hearts of birds, meaning they had tawakkul upon Allah Rabbul Izzah, like how a bird has. And we explained importantly that the bird comes out of his nest, it makes an effort. So to make an effort to earn your halal rozi, this is absolutely important. Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ. After the different faraid we have, like salat, zakat, sawm, etc., fasting, hajj, after these compulsory acts, to acquire a halal rozi is also compulsory. Allah Ta'ala wants us to go out and make an effort. So the bird also, to acquire its food, it strives. And then this does not go against the concept of tawakkul. Tawakkul does not mean you sit in your house and expect the food and provision to come. Allah Ta'ala wants us to go out and make a halal effort to earn a halal rozi. After making a halal effort with our limbs and applying our minds and skill and intelligence, our heart must have full tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should understand that rozi and rizq, no matter what effort we make, Allah Ta'ala is the sole provider. So it is Allah Ta'ala who then sends the rozi for us. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every single creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the whale in the sea, or the ant in his colony, or the bird in the sky, or insan or jinnat, Allah Ta'ala provides for every single creature of his. But the important lesson for us here is to make an effort and then place our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Umarah al-Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya fulan, Rasulullah tells a certain sahabi, idha awayta ila firashik, when you go to bed at night, when you retire to bed, faqul, then read the following dua. It's a very important dua, inshallah we must try and learn this dua. He says, you must say, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. Oh Allah, I have submitted myself to you. Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk. Aslama, Islam, means to submit, to surrender. Nafsi means myself. Oh Allah, I have surrendered myself to you. Wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk. I have turned towards you. I am facing towards you. In other words, I am focusing my attention upon you, Allah. I am making tawajjuh towards you, Allah. وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْكَ. So Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْك وَفَوَّضْتُ أَمْرِي إِلَيْك. Oh Allah, I am entrusting you with all my affairs. All my affairs, I am entrusting it to you. Everything is in your control. Ya Allah, I am weak, I need assistance. Ya Allah, you help me. So whatever it is, whatever the matter is, Ya Allah, I am entrusting it to you. Then وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ وَأَلْجَأْتُ ظَهْرِي إِلَيْكَ. I am reclining my back towards you. In other words, I am seeking complete support from you, O Allah. I am seeking support and protection, Ya Allah, in you. So Allah, these are the three, four things. اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك ووجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك وألجأت ظهري إليك رَغْبَةً وَرَهْبَةً إِلَيْكَ. Longing, having a desire towards you, and at the same time also having fear. So we have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anticipating reward, anticipating the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closest to Allah Rabbul Izzat. At the same time, we fear that we must not anger and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, raghbat and rahbat. So Allah, we are turning towards you, having anticipation in reward from you, and at the same time, we are fearing your punishment. لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك. There is no place of refuge. Malja'a in Arabic means shelter, protection. There is no place of refuge. Wala manja, and there is no escape from you except towards you. Person runs away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does he go to? He goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Fafirru ilallah. Escape, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in other words, we are placing our full reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith, this dua is telling us or teaching us to have complete yaqeen and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, there is no escape from you but towards you. There is no place of refuge but you. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalta. Oh Allah, I bring iman in the Quran that you have sent down. Wa nabiyika alladhi arsalta. And in the Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have sent as a messenger. So this is the dua. Rasulullah tells the Sahabi, فَإِنَّكَ إِن مِتَّ مِن لَيْلَتِكَ مِتَّ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ وَإِن أَصْبَحْتَ أَصَبْتَ خَيْرًا. He says, if you have to pass away that night after reading this dua, you will die on iman. You will die on iman. What a beautiful dua. And if you survive till the morning, then you would have achieved great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن أَصْبَحْتَ. And if you rise in the morning, أَصَبْتَ خَيْرًا, you would have acquired much good. And another narration says that Rasulullah told me, Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu says, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَضْجَعَكَ. O Bara, when you go to sleep, فَتَوَضَّأْ وُضُؤَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. First you must perform wudu, like how we make wudu for salah. We perform wudu. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we must try and bring this into our lives. Perform wudu. And ثُمَّ اتَّجِعْ عَلَى شِقِّقَ الْأَيْمَنِ. Then recline when you go to sleep on your right side first. You sleep on your right side. You place your palm under your right cheek. The other du'as also. But this particular hadith, make wudu. And when you go to sleep, sleep on your right side first. وَقُلْ. And then he وَذَكَرَ نَحْوَهُ ثُمَّ قَالْ. Then he mentioned this entire dua, which we just explained now. Then he says in the وَاجْعَلْهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولُ. This is important. After reading the dua that we did this morning, after this must be the last thing that you are speaking and saying. So after this, one should not speak. Then if a person sleeps and he passes away in that sleep or that night, then he dies on iman. And if he wakes up in the morning, he gets full sawab. So first you make wudu. Then you go to your right hand side and you read whatever du'as, masnoon du'as, and let this du'a be the last du'a of all the du'as we are making. After that, you shouldn't be talking. And then you sleep. Inshallah, a person dies on iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us more than iman. May Allah help us to learn this du'a and make amal, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.